You're listening to Vatican Radio. Church leaders from Central America and the Caribbean are taking part in a communications seminar this week in the Cuban capital, Havana. The seminar has been jointly organized by the Pontifical Council for Social Communications and the Latin American Bishops Council, or CELAM. The focus of the four-day meeting will be on Pope Francis's message for World Communications Day, providing the bishops with ideas and practical tools for improving communication strategies within their own diocese. Among those leading the seminar is the president of the Vatican's Council for Communications, Archbishop Claudio Maria Celi, who told me more about the goals of the meeting.
The goal is simple: to understand, to meditate what communication is today, and to help the bishops to think about the mission of the Church in the field of communication, especially in the context of new technologies. We don't consider now in this moment the situation of Cuba, but mainly what is happening in the Church in the single countries of Central America and Caribbean. We are facing new challenges. As you know, until now, mainly our instruments were radio, press and television. But we are trying to help the bishop to discover what is the meaning to be inhabitant of these social networks. Because new technologies are originating a milieu where people are living. And I am accustomed to say, to talk about a digital continent. And so the Church must rediscover what is her mission in such a continent. Because we are always invited to be evangelizers, to announce the gospel of Jesus. And it is not only a hierarchical mission. It means that it is not only the mission of the bishops. But following the document of Aparecida, every disciple of Jesus is a missionary. And this is the big challenge.
Many of these countries of Central America and the Caribbean have very serious problems of poverty. Many people don't have electricity, let alone the luxury of internet connections.
Yes, but the presence of new technologies is quite wide, I would say. It means that many people are using new technologies. Certainly, you can imagine in some sectors we can have a digital divide, but normally in these countries already there is a great presence. Certainly that many of our churches are considering mainly the help given by radio or by the Catholic press. We have more difficulties with televisions. Certainly that today we can consider the rise of web TV, like web radio. But mainly, the big pastoral help is given by the Catholic radios. We must rediscover, and here is, the meaning of this seminar, to help the bishop to rediscover the opportunities offered to us by new technologies, and also to see how we are invited through our local communities to announce Jesus. And another sector will be the preparation of the future priests. They are very good in technology because are belonging to the new generations and so are digital born. But on many occasions, they forget that communication for us is more a human problem than a technical problem. And so we must help the young generations of the future priests to rediscover what is the meaning of communicating today. And here is another big challenge. If you remember in the apostolic exhortation, Evangelii Gaudium, the Holy Father is underlying two big points. He's talking widely about language, and he is also inviting all of us to think about homilies. I think that lately, not so many documents are talking so widely about language in communication and homilies. And I think that here is a big responsibility of the bishops to see how the future priests can be prepared. I repeat, communication today is not mainly a technological problem, but really is a human problem. And is depending on your spirituality. Because recalling a famous poem of a Uruguayan poet, Galeano, he's talking that the problem is what music we have in our heart. And communication is really to communicate to other people the music that we are having in our heart. And this is the challenge that the Church has to face today.
You mentioned the specific situation in Cuba, where the church is still facing restrictions despite reforms of recent years. What do you hope to achieve there in terms of helping the church with its mission?
The mission is just the same also in Cuba. Certainly, as you were mentioning, we have some restrictions, some difficulties. Consider, for example, that until now the bishops, they have opportunity to talk over the radio, the local radios, 3 times a year for during 15 minutes. And we have difficulties in our publications. But what is good in this occasion, on the 9th, we are closing the training of 40 people coming from the different dioceses of Cuba, and was a good initiative run by the Pontifical Council of Social Communication with a prestigious collaboration of professors coming from Catholic universities of Spain, Chile and Argentina. And also we had a big collaboration from Colombia. And so people who were attending the seminar during 2 years really were receiving a diplomado, a title, recognized by Colombia, the Salem. And so these people can play a major role in the diocese in Cuba. Certainly what we are waiting and hoping for better times. But little by little, we are rediscovering that also in such a condition, we are invited to give testimony to Jesus.
Are you going to be able to meet with any of the civil authorities there in Cuba?
Until now, I don't know. On the last occasion, I had the opportunity to meet the Vice Minister of Communications of Cuba. It was a cordial, open and frank dialogue. Certainly the situation is delicate. I prefer to talk about hope, but certainly admiring the testimony that is given by the local churches in Cuba.
My thanks there to Archbishop Claudio Celi, President of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications.